change. I guess I'm gonna change for the better, but I'm a daughter sweet, but I'm stopping for life. For real. We was once two niggas of the same kind. Quit to holler at the hoes with the same line. I'm happy for you, but I'm disappointed at the same time. It's for my nigga. I know it's been a little while. Heard through the grapevine that you still holding it down. I couldn't find a body to say this shit to your face. So I did it over snares and bass. We was taking, we was young and wild. On the rush to get paid. Run around your side of town. Nigga, them was the days. And I was bottom boy surviving. But the bottom was torn. Found me through your neighborhood and embraced me with open arms. So many ups and downs. Just trying to get to the loot. They probably wouldn't believe all of the shit we've been through. My brother, my ace, my homie. Was closer than most. He couldn't get enough. They sent my boy up the road. And when he came home, I knew some shit was different. Cause looking in his eyes, I couldn't see it in him. When I got back in town, you know I went to get him. I told him about the pounds. I told him about the chickens. It always been our dreams to go from rags to riches. And now I got the scheme. And you ain't even with it. I laughed about his dreams. A legitimate business. Guess that was my way of showing you I got grown. And I guess there's nothing wrong to change for the better. But I'ma be this way forever. And even though that is forever thugging with me, never be scared to keep it a honey with me.
I ain't mad.
No, for real, I can't even be mad at that. You know what I'm saying? What you know, nigga? I'm thugging forever, bro. I mean, I'm still thugging. Bitch, I'ma die.
I ain't mad.
In the middle of the trenches, nigga, in the middle of the road, nigga, in front of everybody, nigga. With my gun in my motherfucking hand, bitch.
I ain't mad.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puddings. Good morning, good morning. That is Rod Wave, Ain't Mad At You. It's a good song. It is a good song. So, this is more of a reality. A reality. You know, most people start off doing lives and doing videos and, you know, building stuff. Basics is to get money and to get your name out there. I always said I started it because I got 9 faces, 18 sets of eyes, because we got 2 eyes. I got 9 grandchildren. And I want to make sure that I am leaving a legacy, right? So people's reasons on what they do it is different. Mine is more personal. You know what I'm saying? Because if I love this religion and this belief, and I see all of the crazy fucked up things that's going on, and I need to educate myself first. So I can't help nobody if I'm not educated. That's the problem. And set up a standard, you know, so these 9 little people got something to follow and something to believe in. Yeah, they're going to see the bad because this is the world we live in. You're going to see that. Don't hide it because they're going to find it any goddamn way. But let them see the beauty in it as well. So, like I said, this is more of a reality. My grandchildren was over here for yesterday, right? Day before yesterday. One is 5, one is 3, the other one is 2. He'll be 4 in March. The 3-year-old and the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old follow everything. They are the mirror. Whatever you do, they gonna mimic it. The 5-year-old is like a broke refrigerator. She can't hold nothing. That's best friend. So whenever they come in my house, they wait online to throw themselves to Oshun. Oh, they don't play. They don't play. They wait online. They take their shoes off, their jacket, and they wait online, and they ring the bell, and they throw their self-toe shoe. You got to see them. A 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 2-year-old. It's funny. Because they, wait. You got to wait. You got to wait. Right? I can't make this up. I swear. Now, they don't know how to say crown, right? Or initiate it. They say, oh, no, they got the queen. No, they queen. They queen. So I know that they're saying that that person is crowned. And everyone that call, they say Venetian, right? Because they hear me say it to people. So they say it. Whoever call, they say Venetian. So yesterday, a friend of mine called and I didn't say it. So my 3-year-old grandson goes Venetian. I said, no, he not crowned. Hey. Right? He said, he not queen? No, he's not crowned. He's not crowned. Not at all. So I'm telling my friend on the phone, right? This is why. I'm telling my friend on the phone, you don't know Allegra like my grandson. But what I said was, you don't know Allegra like him. So my grandson jumps in the conversation. He's 3. I know Allegra. I know Allegra. Allegra, my friend. I know Allegra. I said, no, not you, Poppy. Like, not you. I'm talking to the person on the phone. No, I'm going to get him. Don't touch my Allegra. Leave him alone. He's like, no, but I know Allegra. I said Venetian to him. Like, he's getting, you know, furious. Like, how this person on the other end is saying, I don't know Allegra, and I said Venetian to him. So I'm telling my grandson now, because I got the person on speaker. I said, no, he's not crowned. And he right, he don't know Allegra like you know him. He's your friend. He don't know him. So it took me a minute to explain that I was talking to the person on the phone and that his little smart ass shouldn't be listening to people's conversations, right? So with a 3-year-old, I'm arguing with this with a 3-year-old, right? Because he's telling me how much he knows Allegra. I got Allegra living in my house. He don't have Allegra in his house. So now I'm getting infuriated with a 3-year-old because I'm mad, right? But this is not the conversation right now. But I'm fucking mad at the moment because I'm like, you didn't even go through a ceremony. Shit the fuck down. Right? Oh, God. I swear to God, kids are amazing. You learn so much from a kid. It is amazing. So, right? So, finally, he understood, right? We came to a mutual understanding that the person on the phone was not queen, a.k.a. crown. The person on the phone does not know Allegra like my 3-year-old grandson. It took us a minute, but we got it, right? Now, they get home to their mama. Told you the 5-year-old is a broken refrigerator. Oh, we was at Gum Gum House, and you know, we have to throw ourselves. My daughter goes, throw yourself like what? Throw yourself on the mat to, I know her name. I'm sitting here watching this, because she's like, you know, If I didn't see this, I would not believe that somebody was to tell me this. Like, that's what my daughter's saying. She said, I said, Oshun. She said, yes, Oshun. We have to throw ourselves to Oshun in Gum Gum's house. Because you can't come in Gum Gum's house if you don't throw yourself to Oshun. She said, we had breakfast. We had shrimp, eggs, grits, and toast. And I had 2 cups of coffee. She's 5. Don't judge me. Because she said she can have coffee. Now, I used to sneak her coffee when I used to be able to drink it when she was a little girl, right? She's 5, so I was giving them coffee when they were 6 months. Like, I give them a little bit, 2 spoons, 3 spoons. Well, yesterday, she had 2 cups. She was zooming all over the goddamn place. Like, oh, my God. It was too much. I had to, like, really sitting there threatening her to tell her to take a goddamn nap because she was all over the goddamn. I'm talking about everywhere, everywhere. Don't give kids 5-year-olds coffee. Now I know. And my daughter goes, you didn't give her coffee. You gave her espresso, Ma. I said, whatever. She said, I'm telling you. She said, and she's still on rabbit duty. Like, she's too much. And I'm like, I don't know where she get that from. Okay. My son tells me I have to be, side note, my son tells me I have to be monitored around children because I give them things that children shouldn't have, like coffee and, you know, I can't drink coffee. But if they say they want it, I'm going to give it to them. Okay, I give coffee to my saints, to my spirits. I don't take coffee. So they're like, oh, my God, like chocolate in the morning. Listen, in Gum Gum House, you never know what you're going to get. Whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you. You want chocolate for breakfast? Here. Who am I? I'm going to give them what they want. That's my job. So anyway, back to the conversation. So then she tells her mother what she had for breakfast and what they had for lunch. And then she tells her mother, like, we just came to visit. We going back to Gum Gum House. I said, no. Gum Gum got the, you know, Gum Gum got 5 kids, 2 puppies, and a turtle. Gum Gum got to get her thoughts together because Gum Gum got a mop clean after all of y'all every time. Y'all feed more of the floor and the puppies. And then the puppies got to zoom around. And then the turtle, Big Mama. And it's just a lot. So Gum Gum need at least 2 days to get our cipher back in order and to regenerate. Because that's a lot. 5 children, 2 puppies, and a turtle. That's a lot. That's a lot. So anyway. So they thought they was visiting at their mother's house. That's one. So then they go to talk. Well, the 2-year-old was upset because Jesus took her birthday. And I had to call Jesus on the phone. Did you know that there's a number to Jesus? 777-8888? And I left a voicemail for Jesus. That tripped me out. Like, I don't know what these young people are coming up with. Because you can call Jesus. So I had to call Jesus and leave a message. So she made sure she told her mother that. Gum Gum had to call Jesus and leave a message. So my daughter asked her, did Jesus call back? She said, we're still waiting because we left him a message to return my sister's birthday. Now, you know, I was, I wanted to laugh, crack out, but that didn't do it, right? Then she went on to tell her that I was on the phone with a man, right? With a man. She had to make sure she say that. And Gum Gum was on the phone with a man. And Tristan said, Benicion, but he not queen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to y'all that I've always said crown, right? I've always said crown. But I guess in a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old, that means something else. So to them, they're going to equate it to what they know and what they see. So they don't say crowned. They say queened. So queen, Q-U-E-E-N. Their queen means they crown. So she says, Tristan thought he was queened, so he said Benicion. And my daughter goes, okay, now I'm ready to bust out laughing because I've never heard them say that, right? This is my first time hearing her say that. She said queened. She said, yes, like Gum Gum. Her and Miss Janny is queened, so we thought the man was queened because Tristan said Benicion, but him not queened. But him was mad. So she said, who? She said, Tristan, keep up. Him was mad because he thought the man that was on the phone with Gum Gum was going to come and get a legua. I said, that wasn't even an argument. But now I seen it from a young person's eyes. That's why he was so upset. He assumed that because he knows a legua more than anybody, that he thought this guy, this man that was on the phone, was coming to take him. Right? So now we got to see it from a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old perspective. Now, mind you, the 2-year-old is still mad because Jesus stole her birthday, right? So they're having 3 different conversations with their mother, and I'm sitting here on FaceTime watching this. So she said, was the man like Gum Gum? No, him not very intelligent. Now, I want y'all to say very intelligent really fast, because very intelligent, right? Very intelligent, very intelligent. To them, it is vegetarian. They go, because they say I eat the fake meat because I'm a vegetarian. So they don't know how to say vegetarian right now. So what they say is very intelligent. No, Gum Gum is very intelligent. I said, very intelligent. She said, they're calling you a vegetarian, Ma. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm not ready for this. I'm so far off, right? Catch up, y'all, because that's what I be happening to do. So then they go on to say, no, I don't think he's like Gum Gum. He's not very intelligent, but he's not queen neither. He's not like Gum Gum and Miss Janny. So we can't say Benicion to that man. She said, well, what was his name? She said, I don't know his name. I know he said, we said Benicion, and he didn't answer. I'm telling y'all this story because I'm not mad at you. We have a generation that's coming up that is going to be watching our every move. How we handle things, how we perceive things, how we explain things. And they are also going to watch our actions. Now, I sat for about a good 15 minutes arguing with a three-year-old about something that I really, if I would have just paid attention and listened, I would have understood from his perspective and not from mine. Because it wasn't the fact that he didn't try to say he loved Alegua. He was just making sure the man on the other phone wasn't coming to take him. It's not the fact of me saying crown, but they have to equate it with what they know. Their vocabulary, their upbringing, the whole nine. So they're not saying anything wrong. She's queened. To them, that means crown. Because that's what they know, right? Because they sit and they watch TV and they read and they talk. So to them, queens are the highest. Queens are crowned. Okay. Now, some of y'all may say, I don't get it. That's okay. But we remember, we are the roadmap. We are the examples. We are the first persons that they meet when they're being introduced to any religion, any belief, any following. Now, I had to get a realization and go back to when I was young, or even when I started on this journey. See, when I was young, I always thought that women just sat around the kitchen. I thought it was a normal thing when you tell people what herbs to use and what to do and what prayers to say. I just thought it was normal, but it's not. That was something that happened in my family, around in my community. Didn't happen in everybody's family because I just assumed that everybody had time to spend with their grandmamas and their grandfathers and everybody told them about where they was from and who birthed them and all of that. I just assumed that everybody knew that, but they don't. That's why people got to go through the ancestry DNA and they don't have pictures with their grandparents or their uncles or their aunts and stuff because parents and some families fell out and they just cut them out all together and so did the history. So, okay. They stopped speaking to him for whatever reason, and there was no more connection, even at deaths. We not like that. Oh, bitch, I hate you. Then tomorrow they'll call you. So what you doing? What you cooking? You making them beans? So that's it. That's all. That's it. You act like it didn't happen, and you move on. Uh-uh. Now, if it's something of dire need, then you might get ass whooping. That's about it. That's all. But what we not going to do is separate ourselves totally, totally. There's some kind of way of connecting, and you're going to keep telling the stories over and over and over again. You don't, you know, so that's in my family. So here it is. My grandchildren, they seen. So now, like I said, I had to get taken back. I got granddaughters. I got daughters. I got a son. I got grandsons. I got nephews and nieces. And I sit and I talk about how you should treat people and how people should treat you. I was sitting there and I said, how would I be as a godmother, as a mom, as a grandmother? How would I want my godchildren to be or my grandchildren? And, you know, how do I want them to see this religion? Because I see it beautiful. People do stuff. You know, and I know they're not all going to see it the way I see it. And I know some of their experience might be horrible and some of them may be blessed. But I at least want them to have the morals and ethics and principles and not that fear of staying because of. I didn't go through all of this. So me, because of the racist and just the abuse, the verbal abuse was a lot. I would lose my mind if that happened to one of my grandchildren or my daughters or my sons. I would. I would lose my mind. And I'm like sitting there like, I didn't do that for me. Did I have to go through it so I can see so they don't have to go through it? Well, if that's the case, then I'm not having that for nobody else. Because we're their mirror. They mimic us. So if abuse is there and you know you don't like it, why would you put? Now, don't come for me and sit and say, well, that's the way it is. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Y'all not going to tell me that. Y'all not. Y'all can't. Y'all can't because I'm going to curse you out. You can't. When I got my beads from Lito and Angel, it was the most beautiful thing in the world to me. And they made it so beautiful. It doesn't have to be, oh, a bitch, you better do and fuck this. No, 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 no. You don't break nobody and then try to beat them up and then try to lift them up at the same time. No, that's like blessing and cursing at the same time. It should not be that way. Ever, ever. You don't sit there and you have your God kids say, well, we got to go here. Please don't take me. Please, please don't take me. No, you don't have to go back. I can't do that. That I can't do. Because see, if it's one of my kids or my grandkids, I'm going to go off. Because I'm going to lose that because it's something that goes in you like, yo, I got to watch them. I got to protect them. I got to make sure. I don't care who you are. Now, we can agree to disagree, but what you're not going to do is sit there and call them bitches and be like, fuck that. And yo, what? Yo, change your fucking demeanor, ma. Yo, Papa, we not doing that. See? So, because that come into you innocent. Because they have seen and they say, yo, I want what she got. I want that. Like, that's the truth. I seen how it is. You know how many stories I hear when people go, my grandmother was crowned, but I don't remember none of it because a lot of the old heads, they seen all the abuse and they try to protect their children, so they don't even want them to go that route. But then you're missing out on their blessings. And if you don't tell them nothing, then they'll go behind your back and then they'll wind up getting themselves messed up. So we got to do better. And it was refreshing to see them do this because it also confirmed, you know, they always say make your dream so big that it scares you. It scares me each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Trust and believe that. It scares me each and every day. Before I do any deck of cards, I still get nervous. That's why I pray to calm myself down. It is scary. Every chance you get, because you have that fear of succeeding as well. What if I do make it? Oh my goodness. How can I maintain it? How do I fight the demons every day of just fucking someone over and getting their money? How do I keep a steady face? How do I go against all of the negativity that's thrown at me, the people that's lying on me, the betrayal? How do I stay away from drama because it's so easy to be sucked in? How do I remove myself from people that I know I love, but they're toxic and I can't even be around them because the shit they do, I don't sign up to do. How do you keep your name out of dirt? Because see, people don't care no more. They don't care about what was said. They want to know who was there. Oh, I don't give a fuck what was said, but who was there? And oh, you got Ifi Bayo. Oh, for real? That bitch? For real? Seriously? So I removed myself from everything. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to, like they said, and I didn't realize it until now, a bad name travels fast. That shit do. Shit you do good don't go nowhere. But shit you do wrong, that shit will go through the internet highway, the gossip and telephone call, the conversations. Man, your name will be brought up everywhere, but the right where. What? They will. So you have to be careful about that. You got to be careful, and it's sad. Like, I always tell people, don't pick my friends, because I done hung around so many people. I don't, that right there, nah. So when they people go, tell me who your friends are, and I tell you who you are. No, no. Because I hung around dope fiends, crackheads, prostitutes, all of that. So you trying to say I'm a piece of shit, too? I know you fucking lying. I don't know the choices they had to choose to get to the life they have. They still here. At least they still remember, yo, I don't like the way I'm living, and I definitely don't want you to sign up. So in a way, they're helping, teaching, and motivating people. Yo, don't do this, baby girl. This ain't for you. So, nah, that I don't sign up for. Prove me wrong. So, no. But those ones, that want to sit and stay and gossip all day and just worry about what someone's thinking about them and all that crazy shit. That's not me. I didn't sign up for that. I didn't sign up for that. It's not what I started out with. I started a page, right? Almost 9 years ago. I started a page where I wanted people to feel comfortable to ask questions and not get devoured. Because like I said, there was a page and a young brother had wrote, "If a ruler came back tomorrow, would he be happy?" And they dragged that brother. So I've seen firsthand when people ask a question, motherfuckers would drag them. Oh, my God. People would curse you out, dog you, put your picture up, all of that. So I wanted to make it comfortable for those people to ask a question without using their identity. I didn't care. I got dragged. I got dissed. I did all of that. That shit don't bother me. What people eat don't make me shit. That's fact. And so I made that page for that. Then I made a page for all that are welcome, no matter what belief you are. You could be Wiccan, pagan, shit, satanic. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Can you uplift the community? Can you help? What are you doing to help others? How are you motivating people? How are you making sure that people are good? What are you doing? Because if you're doing that, that's great. Me and my son was on the phone yesterday, and he said, David Sosa, he said, "Mom, did you see David Sosa's post?" I said, "Which one?" He said, "The one about the Ebos, like feeding the homeless and, you know, donating clothes. Those are," he said, "I was happy that he posted that." I said, "Yeah, that is. Those are the greatest Ebos." You know what I'm saying? Because you're uplifting. You're helping. You're doing your part. You're not only just online doing some just, ready for money. Like outside, you're doing other things. You know what I'm saying? So people are so amped to do something. And wait for applause from the village. And then when they don't get no applause, they're ready to burn the village down. Because they blame the village. They didn't get applause. So, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. It's really sad. It is sad. And all you can do is just say, wow. And I want to teach my grandchildren and the future generation, watch what people do. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, this is not for me. And walk away with a good heart. Don't allow no one to abuse you. Don't allow no one to silence you. Speak your piece. That's what I want to teach them. Yeah, in the end, that's what I want to teach them. Okay? So, this was just more of a reminder, a friendly reminder, that even when you think no one is watching, no one is looking at you, everyone is watching. Stand on your morals and principles. Pay attention. It is 50 trillion ways to get to spirituality. We all have our own personal journey. But pay attention to people. Don't be just so fucking high and mighty that you can't even listen to the little one. My grandson is not crowned. My grandson don't have a bead. He don't got none of that. My grandson is 3 years old. He's going to be 4. But he has a love for Legwa that is beyond me. For real. And I don't want no one to taint it. No one to come and piss him off or none of that. I don't want no one to come and bother that. No one to say, no, don't do that. I don't want that. He has a love for him. Who are you or anyone else to destroy that? That innocence. Just that love. Just that love. My son-in-law has a love for Ogun. He ain't got beads. He ain't got none of that. But he has a love for Ogun. But he's from Haiti. I can understand that. Now it relates so much better. I understand that. Who is anyone to sit and tell them, nah, don't talk to them. Don't do that. What? Don't know. Don't discourage people. Let's encourage them. Let's uplift them. Let's inspire them. And how do we do that? By the way we walk, how we handle ourselves, how we put ourselves out there in the world. It's just a friendly reminder. Because everyone is watching, especially people that's in the religion. We are under microscopes right now. Everybody and their mother is watching us through a fishbowl. Seriously. And they're waiting to see. Most of them are waiting to say, I told you so. Some of them are just saying, I knew the day was going to good. I knew they were the real ones. I knew it. I knew it. And some of them just don't give a fuck. Like, huh? But half of them, 80%, I told you so. They just waiting to point that goddamn finger. But as I say, it's just a friendly reminder. And when you think no one is watching, everyone is watching. Remember that. And keep my grandson in them in your prayers. Because when you hear them, they're going to say queen. So that means crowned. And they say Venetian to everybody. My daughter goes real quick. She goes, you know, whenever they go to somebody else's house, they're going to be waiting to throw themselves. I said, that's true. She was like, yeah, what if they don't have it? My kids are going to need therapy. No, your kids are going to need therapy because you, not for me. She was like, yes, they are. They have the gum that is, you know, everywhere, like gum. They tell everyone, you have to say bendición because she's queened. I was like, wow, I love that. That I love. Her and Miss Janny. They don't know how to say Janet. So they say Janny, Miss Janny. No, gum was, if I don't answer the phone, Gum's talking to Miss Janny because they queened. Oh, God. Kids, man. Kids. Kids will keep you young. They definitely will keep you laughing. For real, for real, for real. They will keep you laughing. Just a friendly reminder. Y'all be good. I am going to host one day a free class on spirituality. One day, picking a day and just free. I'm going to host it. So be good. Be safe. It's going to be a snowstorm in New York today and tomorrow. My live today, this evening, I got a guest. Just speaking the peace. Just hearing from the people. There's no script. There's no just seeing from the people. And allowing people to speak their peace. It's two voice of the people. So, also, classes will resume January 9th. Because I know y'all want to enjoy your holidays. And I'm not here to step on anyone's toes or, you know, make them do something. But if you need to pass homeworks or whatever, make sure you get it. All bills paid in. Thank you. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Stay focused. Stay grounded. Stay calmed. During this holiday, relax. Take a moment to just relax. Map your things out. And trust and believe. If you can't have the holiday that you want or you used to because of money problems or things that are going messed up, listen, boil you some cinnamon, baby. Put one cap of, I'm gonna give you this recipe. Take 5 sticks of cinnamon, put a cap of vanilla flavoring and a pinch of brown sugar in a pot of water and boil it. So at least you can be at peace. And cinnamon is in every prosperity spell that you have known. Read Psalm 64 because that's the universal psalm. And say from your heart, not a number, but what you would like to happen in the next few weeks. And believe that it's already there. Very simple. Once again, 5 sticks of cinnamon, a capful of vanilla extract, not flavoring, and a pinch of brown sugar in a pot of water. Doesn't matter how big the pot is, please don't call me and tell me that. Read Psalm 64, the universal psalm. You can read it one time, you can read it 2 times, whatever the spirit moves you to say, and then speak from the heart of what you want to transpire, to happen in the next few weeks. Do not pray for money because you're going to get that money and be broke for the rest of the year. Pray to prosper in all areas of your life. A little tidbit to get y'all through. Because we all have our moments in our days. Okay? Appreciate you all.